Paulette. How are you today? Good.
All right.
So good to see you today.
All right. You going to do this thing?
Yes. I'd like you to meet Jody.
Paulette Lee is welcoming visitors to her apartment. While this may not seem to be a noteworthy event, it's a major milestone in Lee's life. Not too long ago, Lee, who suffers from paranoid schizophrenia, heard and reacted to voices. She wasn't taking her meds. She had lost all contact with her family and was homeless.
I didn't have the money, and I was out in the dark and the cold and the hot in the summertime, you know, and just got put in jail 4 or 5 times at Greyhound for trying to stay there from night to the next day in the morning time.
Today, Lee is living independently in an apartment. She's taking her medication, no longer listens to the voices, and has reconnected with her family. Lee is one of the many success stories for UAB's research and evaluation of Assertive Community Treatment Program, REACT for short. It's modeled after a program that was created in Wisconsin more than 30 years ago and is now used in 35 states as well as Canada, England, Sweden, and Australia. UAB psychiatric social worker Harry Finley is the REACT team leader. He says that the goal of the team is to go out into the community and find people who have fallen through the cracks. The team learns of these clients through UAB's outpatient clinic.
They may notice that someone's missing appointments or they're coming to appointments irregularly and they're not taking their medications as prescribed. And with some intervention from an assertive outreach program like ours, they're able to get back on track, take their medications, and become stable again.
The REACT team consists of nurses, social workers, substance abuse specialists, liaisons with the court, landlords, and an ex-police officer. Each one of these folks brings a different skill set to the table. But in order to help clients, the REACT team first has to find the clients. And that's not easy. They could be homeless, sleeping or living under bridges or in public parks, staying in seedy motels, or just wandering aimlessly. Once the clinic has lost touch with them, it's full-time social worker, part-time private investigator for REACT team members. They get their assignments every morning, and it's time to hit the streets.
Another gentleman went around back to get William, and somebody besides William came back and said, I'm here to get William's money.
On this day, social worker Duncan Gibson and case manager Jody Kirk are determined to track down several elusive clients.
The way we describe it is we're a hospital without walls. We treat people in the community. And so we're trying to find one of our clients who needs medicine every day, and our plan is to meet him daily to give him his medicine.
Gibson says it's been almost a week since they've seen Don. They make their way to a downtown motel where they found him before. Gibson admits that she's scared to come alone. She and Kirk approach his room.
Donald? Donald, it's the REACT team. Are you home?
I don't hear you moving around, do you?
No.
We don't know him well enough yet.
Not having any luck, the two social workers turned PIs asked for help from the desk clerk, who's standing behind a protective plate of glass.
There's no pattern.
Unpredictable.
Huh?
Unpredictable.
Well, maybe we'll try back a little bit later. If you do see him, will you tell him that we've been coming by and to meet us?
Early in the morning, like around 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
We don't start work that early. If you see him, will you remind him to meet us at 11 at the churches and we'll buy him some lunch?
Okay.
Leaving the motel a little frustrated, the two return to their car. While patrolling the streets, their luck changes. They happen to see someone else on their list for that day. He's hanging out at a gas station instead of doing his court-mandated community service at a downtown church.
Come on. Rendell! Hey! How are you? Hang on, pull over. How are you doing?
I didn't make it down there in time.
What, you have to be there at 8 o'clock or you can't be there?
I didn't get down there in time, so I just didn't even go.
Well, can you not go now? Could you not go down there now? We were just down there.
We can give you a ride.
Yeah, I go down there. Well, I got to start working now.
Probably. Because we planned on, yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And then couldn't do that yesterday, so you want us to go back down there with you?
I went to jail yesterday, though.
I know.
Did you have something to drink or take your medicine? Let me go in the store and get you something.
Okay.
It's not unusual for clients to land in jail, picked up for offenses like public intoxication or trespassing. Often after discussions between the REACT team, the district attorney's office, and the judge, the offender may be invited to join a jail diversion program specifically for people with mental illness. Legal aid attorney Jacquette Edmondson Clancy is the liaison between the REACT team and the judge.
The jail is not equipped to deal with people with mental illnesses on a long-term basis. And what the jail diversion program gives us is an avenue to divert them from being rearrested and from the court system.
Staying on their meds would keep a lot of clients out of jail. But Clancy says convincing them isn't always easy.
I had a client once to tell me that he had a voice in his head who spoke to him, and he was very close to his voice. And the voice told him, hey, if you take your medication, I'll die. Now, to the average person, that may sound crazy. But in actuality, it makes a lot of sense, because if indeed he takes his medication, the voice will disappear. And it will make him feel a little lonely. So he didn't want to get rid of his friend, so he didn't take his medication.
The success of programs like REACT varies from community to community. Psychiatric social worker Finley says very few of the team's long-term patients need additional psychiatric hospitalization, and few return to jail once they're engaged in the program. At the end of the day, Finley says that the members of the REACT team will do whatever it takes to help people with mental illness reach their goals.
They come in with goals that you might expect them to have, like, I'd like to have my own apartment. I'd really like to be able to manage my money in order to have enough food to eat for the entire month. I'd like to stay stable on my medication so I don't have to go to the hospital again.
Right now, I want to meet a man and get married.
Again, REACT client, Paulette Lee.
I don't know when I'm going to do it, but I want to meet somebody and get married again.
For WBHM, I'm Les Lavoie.